Hello?
Hi, is Kishan?
May I ask who's calling?
It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. Sure.
Let me check.
All right, thank you.
This is Keisha.
Hey Keisha, it's Jeremiah. Are you next to a computer? Do you got a few minutes?
I'm next to a computer, yeah.
Okay. I just sent you the docs, and I kind of wanted to go over those with you real quick.
I don't have them yet.
Okay. I know when it pops up there.
Okay, what did you want to go over?
Okay, so I wanted to show you exactly where to sign. A lot of people get confused when they sign these.
Okay.
So when you open it up, it should be in a PDF format. If you go to page 5 of the PDF, it won't say page 5 on the actual sheet, but page 5 in the PDF, you'll see you're going to be signing as seller and guarantor. Or seller and I believe it says owner.
Owner guarantor.
Yeah, so you're going to print your name on that one side and sign on the other side
Okay.
for on where the yellow highlighted lines are. And then
Okay.
initial on all pages there that are highlighted. And then on page 13, there's two spots as well, one for the seller and one for the guarantor. And then on page 21 of 25, it's the bank login information. This is just for your bank info, so we can make sure that it's the correct bank. It's for security reasons. We've had people make fake bank statements, so they just want to make sure you have a legitimate bank account and access to it. And then the very last page is the ACH authorization form. This form, basically, I need you to put the bank info of the account number that we'll be deducting the money from. And if you could sign it and print as well at the bottom. Keep in mind, there will be a $250 one-time processing fee, but that won't come out until about 2, 3 weeks into the loan. So I just wanted to give you the heads up so you're not surprised. And then the page before that, the lease agreement, if you could fill that out as well, just with the landlord info.
Okay.
Okay, and then send those back to me, and I believe that's it. I haven't heard anything else, but we will need that to go to the next step.
Okay, and then what's the next step?
That's pretty much the funding process. So if there's any, like, in particular stipulation, like proof of that you're not, like, getting evicted. And you may need to show me a mortgage statement or a rent statement showing you're current up to date.
Okay, I mean, I don't get rent statements. I mean, I don't have a statement. I get just invoices every month, but I don't have statements from them.
Okay, yeah, invoice would work too. Yeah, whatever you get, it would work. I'm not saying that's what we need right now. I never know until I get the documents in.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll take it from there. But if everything goes smoothly, you should have the money by tomorrow or Friday at the latest. Okay?
Alrighty, I'll work on it.
All right, cool.
Okay,
Thanks,
thanks.
Keisha. All right.
Bye.
Bye.